Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having George Selgin back on the show. George has been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's not been with us for a while now, though. It's good to have him back. He's senior fellow and director of the Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives at the Cato Institute. He's a professor emeritus of economics at the University of Georgia. I don't know how you get to be an emeritus as young as he is. He's the author of many books and even more peer-reviewed papers that are awesome. One of the top thought leaders on monetary policy and the monetary future, and we're glad he's part of our world. George Selgin, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So let's take this segment and talk about what the news is today, which is that the Fed is wrapping up one of their two-day meetings. You know, George, I remember I've been doing the FedWatch show since 98, and on my show every time they meet, the Federal Open Market Committee meets. And I remember that in the early days, they only met 2 days at a time, once or twice during the year. Now it seems like all the meetings are 2 days. What's going on?
Yes, well, they've been in a constant state of emergency almost since the 2008 crisis, with relatively few calm periods in between. And of course, they're doing so many controversial and experimental things.
Unprecedented.
They have to talk a lot more about it and what to do next.
So today is the second day of their current meeting. What do you think they're talking about in the FOMC up there? And folks, remind you, there are 19 of them in that meeting, maybe some A's, I don't know, but there are 12 governors and 5 members of the Fed leadership. Go ahead, what do you think?
Well, mostly at these meetings, they spend about half the time talking about substantive issues, looking at the data, deciding what the right move should be. And then they spend the other half of the time, which in this case could be a whole day, trying to figure out exactly where to put the commas and what new words to put in their press release, because they're so concerned about how people are going to interpret what they say.
Sending the wrong signals, right?
Exactly, yeah. So they know that everybody's reading those press releases and reading the minutes. They're doing a fine sort of hermeneutic analysis and all that. And so they spend a lot of time on that language these days, more than ever. So people would be surprised about how much of the meetings they're occupied with figuring out just which wording they want to use,
right,
rather than talking just about the substance of the economy and all that.
Because when the Fed's concerned, words do matter. So when I started doing the FedWatch program like we're doing today back in, 23 years ago, we were breathless almost every 6 weeks about whether the Fed was going to raise rates or lower rates.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a long time since we've had to be breathless about anything that the Fed's doing in terms of interest rates. What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting point, and I think that actually what makes the decision of this meeting important is precisely, paradoxically enough, the likelihood that they aren't going to do anything with rates. And so I have to explain, because on one hand it sounds like nothing's happening, but on the other hand, something very controversial is going on. You're absolutely right. The Fed hasn't changed rates in a long time, and it's going to stand pat this time as well. It's going to keep them very low. And it's also going to continue on its balance sheet expansion, its acquisitions of assets.
Into further unprecedented territory, right?
Well, as far as the total size of the balance sheet is concerned, yes, it's going to get bigger than ever. Now, they will eventually taper that down. I don't think they'll announce any immediate plans to do so. So, on the one hand, nothing's going to change. But in the present context, it's actually a very controversial thing, and that's why they are going to talk a lot about it, because we're seeing already signs of a very quick recovery. And, of course, there are concerns that the Fed could be overdoing it, mm-hmm. along with the fiscal authorities, of course, who've just completed and taken steps towards implementing a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill.
Right.
So not the Fed standing pat now is more controversial than it normally would be. Because
right.
Because they should be starting to move.
George, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk to George Sellers some more. When we come back, we're going to talk about alternative monetary future. Your alternative monetary future. 20 till, I should say. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.